Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Egypt restored diplomatic relations with Qatar, a step towards ending a 3.5-year dispute. The four countries imposed an embargo on Qatar over its ties to Iran and Islamists, and the content of its Al Jazeera media network. Saudi Arabia has already reopened its borders with the Emirate. Iran said it would begin enriching uranium to 20% purity, short of the 90% required to make a nuclear bomb, but in breach of the deal it signed with world powers in 2015. It also raised tensions by seizing a South Korean tanker for polluting the Persian Gulf. Around 100 people were killed by suspected jihadists in attacks on two villages in western Niger. In Mozambique, Total, a French energy firm, suspended construction work on Africa's largest natural gas project because of attacks by jihadists allied to Islamic State in the north of the country. Fausta Alkaj Touadéra, the president of the Central African Republic, won a second term in elections marred by an offensive led by rebel groups who accused the government of rigging the vote. Vietnam sentenced three journalists to prison terms of more than 10 years each for disseminating anti-state propaganda. One of them was arrested after calling on the EU to postpone a trade agreement until Vietnam improved its treatment of journalists. Kim Jong-un, North Korea's dictator, admitted that his regime had completely failed to meet its economic goals in a rare congress of the ruling Workers' Party. He pledged to do better this year.
Coronavirus briefs.
Indonesia, Japan and South Korea were among the Asian countries imposing new restrictions in an effort to battle a surge in COVID-19 infections in the region. Vaccinations in Japan are not expected to begin until the end of February. India's drug regulator approved the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine. It also cleared Covaxin, a vaccine developed by an Indian company that is still in the clinical trial stage. A national lockdown in Germany was extended by 3 weeks to January 31st. Strict curbs on travel were imposed in areas with the highest infection rates. Israel continued to lead the world in vaccination per person, inoculating 16% of its people by January 5th. Russia said it had vaccinated 1 million people with the Sputnik V jab. Many Russians are refusing it. Vladimir Putin says he will have the jab at some point.